When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Saturday Night Live's Kevin Nealon, plus bands, gum, and candy bars, all coming up in just a minute.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Nice.
Poisoning their brainwashed mind. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right, missed something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're all here with our special guest, Kevin Nealon.
The Kevin
Nealon. Wow, listen to that crowd react.
Kevin Nealon.
Yes, sir.
Tom, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Me?
I like to ask people that question.
Black Oak, Arkansas, JoJo Gunn, and Bad Company.
Ooh.
And Bad Company opened. So it was 72, 73, something like that.
How about you guys?
I saw Elton John in 75, 76.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The Steve Miller Band, it was the Wide River Tour. Remember, like 92 or something.
That wasn't
Josh is young.
It was awesome.
Abracadabra Day, was it?
No, he didn't even play that,
oh,
no.
Thank God. Okay.
Willie? Oh,
well,
sorry.
If you think Josh's answer is young, the first concert I ever got a pick to go to was the Strokes. Awesome concert.
Great.
The first concert I ever went to was with my older sister. We saw the Spice Girls.
All right.
Oh,
didn't love as much at the time.
Tell me what you want.
Jackson 5 and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice one. Mine was a trifecta. Like Tom. Mine was, and you probably never heard of some of these people. Edgar Winter.
Sure.
He had that show called, that hit called Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And the band Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And I don't know if you heard of these guys, the Eagles.
Oh. They were all in one show?
They're all in one show.
That's amazing.
In San Diego, I saw Gentle Giant, Yes, and Peter Frampton in the summer of 77. And I was like, whoa, what is... And Peter Frampton opened for Yes.
Wow.
How about you, Pat?
A Starland Vocal Band, 77.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Stop.
Billy Joel, Paramount Theater, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 79.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's cool.
That is crazy. Yeah. That's
how many fights you get in?
Three.
Three? Wilkes-Barre? Yeah. That's a tough town. I don't know if you've been there.
Can Billy throw a punch?
Yes, he can, actually. He was a former boxer.
Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. What album is that where he has boxing gloves on the back of
his? Glass Houses?
Is it? Maybe? I don't know. Josh, you're the Billy Joel expert. What album is that?
I believe it's Joel, the musical man. It was a second. Some say a sophomore slump. I don't agree.
No, can't keep Joel down.
When did you start drawing characters?
Well, I started drawing characters when I was a kid, but it was very, primitive way of drawing it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even finish them, and they were quick. And I would draw, a lot of different things, too, like landscapes. And on SNL, I would draw, like, on the margin of the script when we were doing the table read. If I wasn't in a sketch, I would just kind of draw whoever's across from me, whether it's Farley or, whoever. And but then as I kind of got older, I used to also, here's where I got my real education for drawing caricatures. My mother and father were each, I had a framed painting of them in my bedroom from a Parisian artist who was a really good caricature artist, and it was pastels. And every night I realized subconsciously I would be looking at those and just studying how they exaggerated the different traits of them. And so that was really my big education. And then when the pandemic came along, did you guys go through the pandemic?
We did
have that here, yeah.
It got to us.
They test marketed it somewhere else. But eventually Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Test marketed.
I left town until it blew over, then I came back.
You're lucky. Yes. We had to sit right here.
So then also I went on Instagram and I saw a lot of different caricatures at work and I was just blown away. I thought, wow, there's other people that are doing this and they're really good. So like stand-up comedy, I was influenced by some of them. And when you first start out, you don't really have your own style, like with stand-up. Mm-hmm. When I was starting stand-up, everybody in the clubs, they were doing this is back in the 1900s, of course. They were doing Woody Allen and Richard Pryor and Steve Martin, and there weren't that many comics either. There was like a handful. It was such a novelty thing back then. And now, of course, everybody does stand-up comedy. Right. And there's so many comedy clubs and it's not such a novelty thing anymore. I think the audience kind of knows, they know stand up comedy and they everybody has their own favorite comedian. And some of them you never heard of before. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody probably, well, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of people have been to comedy clubs now and they know the whole brick wall. And it's not that scary for them. People are sitting in the front row now. That's how.
Yes, they used to be. Don't sit up front.
Yeah. Now they want to sit on stage. I said, no, that's too close.
That is very close.
Yeah. Willie knows what I'm talking about.
Right there in the splash zone. They want to be close.
Yeah. That's right.
What do you got over there on the news desk, Christy?
Oh, boy.
Maybe Kevin can weigh in on one of these stories.
He used to do this.
I know.
I'm embarrassed.
No. Believe me, they were. There was a lot of bad news where I came from.
Well, I'm going to go on record to say I don't write this, okay? Just so you know. They took that away from me years ago.
I'm sorry.
Liam Neeson set to star in a Naked Gun reboot.
Oh.
He'll play the bumbling police detective Drebin in the role made famous by Leslie Nielsen.
Frank Drebin.
It just says Drebin here. I told you
I wonder
didn't
if
write
he'll
this.
Play Frank Drebin or if it'll be like a son or...
A brother we never heard of.
Right.
It's coming out in July of 2025. That's plenty of time to spend.
Because he's always in those movies like Taken, where he's got to get his daughter back.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And this is the spoof on what? The sequel?
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun. Yeah. So he's got to get his gun back or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put some clothes on it.
What's it doing out there naked?
It's sexy, though.
Sexy gun. People, there are people who find guns sexy, right?
Of course they do. Yeah. Yes.
I knew a girl who thought the most sexy thing was being with a guy in bed with a gun hanging over the headboard.
Wow.
She's no longer with us.
Yeah. You hit that headboard too hard. Yeah, that is rough.
Remember in The Sopranos, Richie and Janice,
that's really dark. Yeah,
she said Richie holds a gun to my head, and she goes, "I'd make him take the clip out."
That's really
okay.
Really,
all right, Janice,
isn't it romantic?
Well, Richie got his though. Okay.
On a much lighter note, candy companies are trying to find new ways to get you to chew gum again. I guess there's a problem.
Are gum chewers down?
Gum sales dropped, chick, by nearly a third in 2020.
Oh,
thanks
my.
To the pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know in Singapore, I think it is, they don't allow gum chewing.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah, well, you won't find one piece of gum on the sidewalk.
Well, good for
really?
Them.
Yeah. Also, they cane people, though, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big
yeah. That's the downside.
Not the sugar.
And not with sugar cane.
No.
Should we introduce caning here? You think there's some things? What would you cane somebody for?
Breaking into a car.
Oh, okay. So actual
light offenses, like
not putting the shopping cart back in the corral.
Well, wait a minute. That's pretty serious.
Man, that might be worth one swipe in the.
Yeah, that's a.
But do you put them back?
I do. Yes.
I do.
Yeah, I am very good about
that. I do too.
Yes.
Don't look at me.
All right.
I take them home. I want my quarterback.
How many do you have in your collection now?
Oh my God, I got one from every different grocery store in my town.
Oh yeah.
You know who's got the best carts? Publix. Publix.
Oh,
from Florida.
Publix has great ones. Yeah. So does Target.
I think Target's already.
They got the big plastic ones.
I like the ones at Aldi. They're great. They only cost a quarter,
that's
too.
Right.
Yeah, that's
take
a good
it
deal.
Right home.
Some
that's
stores
right.
have the high tech ones that have brakes on it. You can't.
That nailed me at a Kroger. It went to a. It came to a screeching halt.
Yeah. What?
I went, what the hell is this?
The guy goes, they have like a low jack.
You've never seen that?
No, I've never seen that.
And the guy goes, "Oh, we forgot to disengage that or whatever." It's an anti-theft thing where the wheels just stop working.
That's right. Outside of a certain area. I don't like this at the airports is they charge you like $6 for those carts for your luggage.
Mm.
And if you don't do that, then you got to get a porter. And that's why I go carry on now.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. Very smart.
You see, I like the way you did the Liam Neeson thing. Yeah. And then the next one was, and on a lighter note.
Yeah, from the Naked Gun. Yeah.
Well, you guys were talking about guns on people's heads having sex. Well,
that's all they Kevin, you did mention a woman being killed.
Yeah. Okay. You got me there.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah. We got a little hot.
Anyway, apparently, sales is they're down. Sales in dollars are back to pre-pandemic levels, but that's due to inflation. Mars, which owns the 133-year-old Wrigley brand, is repositioning gum as a stress reliever.
Isn't that
rather than a breath freshener?
I'm the only Mars owns Wrigley.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Think about that.
There's got to be some antitrust issues there.
Yeah, they got to take a look.
What is your favorite candy bar?
I got to go Snickers. Snickers is hard to beat. I like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Reese's peanut butter cup.
Well, that's how the uneducated would
say it. Stop it. Reese's. That's how the Midwesterners say
but
it.
I like the ones that are, I don't like the cups. I like the Reese's in different shapes, like a Christmas tree.
Or the
pumpkins. A pumpkin.
Bats,
don't you love it when you bite into something, you don't know there's peanut butter in there?
Oh.
And then you hit it, and you go, oh.
Have you had the Reese's peanut butter and caramel?
No.
No, it's very good.
I know what your third choice is, besides Snickers and
Reese
is Kit Kat. Oh.
I like really? Kit Kat. I like Kit Kat. I'll eat a Kit Kat.
I thought maybe I don't know you as well.
I like a Kit Kat.
Kit Kats are great because you don't have to eat the whole thing. You can break off little columns.
Come on.
He and I are kindred spirits. I eat one.
One section a day,
and they make fun of me.
A Kit Kat lasts for a whole week. Kevin, you can't abide this.
Tom, here's my problem.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anybody's on board with this, but I am such a fan. I'm not sponsoring them or promoting them. It's the double chocolate Milano cookies.
Those are
insane. I think we have those.
I'll get a bag of those, and they'll be eaten by the time I get to the cash register. And if not, I'll put them home in the freezer, and I'll dunk them in milk. And I love that.
That's
so
a good
much.
Choice.
I don't think they're.
Did you eat all the Milano cookies?
I don't think they're that shoplifting if you eat them before you get to the register.
No, they're not. You know, once you go out the door, then that's a final.
Is that a Pepperidge Farm?
Yes,
I think it is.
Sure
Pepperidge
is.
Farms remembers.
But I do think you should be caned for that if you take them outside.
Yes, you can't get caned for that. Is there a Pepperidge Farms? Can we go see the fields of Milano?
What are we doing?
Fields of
Milano. Is there a Hidden Valley? Is that what we're doing?
Great stings.
Are there Pepperidge Farmers?
They're growing the little chess pieces.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm a very vanilla man. Trefoils. The
Samoas.
The shortbreads.
Interesting.
I just like those shortbreads. This is very fast.
Why do they go to such trouble to make a cookie and they arrive at a trefoil?
They're good.
I stack them in a glass and I just pour milk in the glass. Very fat idea.
And you scoop them out. Well, now wait a minute.
I call it an Orson Welles cereal. That's what I call it.
Josh, Tom, I think I know you. You like the peanut butter ones.
Thank you, Kevin, but I'm Chick.
Yeah, you don't know him too well. His name is Chick.
Where's Tom?
I'm just kidding. Tom's gone.
You look like a Tom.
He does.
does.
A lot of people does.
And you look like you're in control of the whole show.
I'm trying to fill in. But,
is my face red?
No.
Don't worry. We're all
friends
here.
You totally saved it, though.
Willie, what about you?
I like the tag-alongs. And Josh, I'll get a...
The peanut butter Girl Scout is the answer.
Is that tag-along?
I knew it.
Do-si-do?
Yeah, you knew it. You know, you do know me.
What but I do know something. I get Reese's Puffs, and then I break up the tag-alongs, and I put them in the Reese's Puffs.
Oh,
it's just
God.
A big peanut butter chocolate cereal delight. But I was at the grocery store. There were the girls selling the Girl Scout cookies out front. And I go, hey, ladies, do you have any tag-alongs? And they go, oh, no, we just ran out. And I see ya. And I just didn't support the Girl Scouts. I'm still embarrassed about it.
Hey, guys, do you have any tag-alongs? That would be me. Where's your car?
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
The Nabisco Mansion is for sale. Did you hear about this?
Nabisco Mansion?
Do you know about it in St. Louis? Because it's in St. Louis, Missouri.
What? I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, according to Riverfront Times, the house was built in 1906 for Mr. Louis Dozier, president of what would become the Nabisco Company.
His nickname was Bull.
Yeah.
Bull Dozier.
13,000 square foot property features 24 rooms, an in-ground swimming pool, and a medieval style ballroom.
Medieval.
Torture Rex.
Yeah. Medieval. The homes, you ought to see how he spelled that, by the way. The home's current owners purchased the mansion in 1996 and have since restored it. It's listed at just under $2 million.
The Nabisco Mansion.
And you're not familiar with it.
Oh, it's not far from Pepperidge Farm.
Thank you. That's
and
why
the Keebler
you're here.
Tree.
Tom, have you been there?
Yeah, the Nabisco.
Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo.
Nabisco has a house, but Keebler only has a dumb tree.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, elves don't need a whole mansion.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I forgot about Keebler.
Yeah.
That's
Keebler elves.
What are the ones with the stripes on them? They make that cookie with the
fudge.
Fudge stripes.
Fudge stripes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Do you like the fudge stripes? You ever put 9 or 10 fudge stripe cookies in a glass of milk, Josh, and spoon them out?
That is so, no, I'm not that fat. I put them in ice cream.
Josh, that's the best idea I've ever heard. Take a stack of those and pour some milk. You put them in a bowl or just
glass?
That's a better idea.
Yeah.
Well,
a very
good.
Nice.
And then when you get to the bottom, do you drink the rest of the milk on the cookies?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Do you do that with Lorna Doones too?
Lorna
Doones.
I didn't know we had the royalty.
Excuse me.
Who the hell is Lorna Doones?
She makes a nice shortbread cookie.
Who can afford a Lorna Doones?
Got an extra job for a Lorna Doones.
Oh, boy. We got Rockefeller over here.
That explains that car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Nobody mentioned Oreos.
I mean, they nailed it, didn't they?
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll do the same with Oreos. Yeah. Stack
them. You won't split them open and lick it on?
I don't split them. No. I think that they're perfect as the same.
Yeah, I've never done that. Yeah, I see
that. Do you like a golden Oreo or do you stick with just
chocolate? I want the chocolate, yes.
Once again, you like golden Oreo because you think they cost more. That's exactly right.
You think you're better than us.
You like the chocolate covered Oreos?
I have had the white chocolate covered Oreos. One of my ex-girlfriend of mine loved those.
Those make your teeth hurt, don't they?
Man, they are very, very sweet.
Now, Josh, where do you stand on the double stuffed?
I'm a traditional stuffed man, but nothing wrong with double stuffed.
Where do you stand on the deep fried?
Because
they do deep fry those things.
Yeah. I have had them, yeah. Have you, Kevin? Have you like?
No, I'm trying to cut down on it. Well, how deep?
I at least 7.5 feet.
7.5 feet.
Because the air and the grease.
Yes.
Something really happens chemically there that.
I don't know if I came up with this or some other comic did. If you get a deep fish, you know. What do they call them?
Like a deep sea fish.
Yeah.
As a pet, do you have to get a really deep aquarium?
Yeah, they can't live
Marlin
6 feet. They won't. Live. Yeah. They'll die on you.
That's a big backyard.
It gets really dark.
Right.
The
yeah.
They like the water pressure. It makes them feel.
Yeah, you're right. There must be some like difference for them.
Being hugged. Yeah. I kind of ran out of.
I wondered why you didn't want to try to get tired.
I did get tired, and I was not.
Isn't
committed.
That just like
was
you,
not
Tom?
Committed to the bit. Yeah.
I like it when people give up on a story. Yeah. You know, they start saying, I was. This is the craziest thing. I was coming home from work yesterday, and I got to this traffic light. This is just too long.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith right? teaches on the sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.